Begin with some terminology, all right? There's going to be a lot of words you're going to be using that some guys may not be familiar with, okay? And it's important that we have our terminology clear, all right? So, or at least processes of Korban, okay? So, let's get a few things clear. First of all, okay, there are four primary services in the temple, okay? For an animal sacrifice. There's the slaughter of it, shechita. What's after that?
Kabbalah.
So Kabbalah, mikabel, to capture the blood. Then what do you do with the blood? You have to walk it over the mizbeach, and then what happens? You sprinkle on the mizbeach. Okay. Now, after that, there's two other, so to speak, halachas that apply, which will come up later. Okay. One is haktara semurim, which means
burning of the limbs
and the fats and stuff like that. And the other part is if it's like, for instance, a shlomim, there's also eating the korban, okay? So again, it's going to be very important. There's the four steps of the korban, all right? Meaning from slaughtering it to sprinkling of the blood. And we'll call that, not defining anything because there's nothing to define yet, the culmination of the sacrifice. And then after that, now I can go ahead and, why are you laughing? They give something away? And then after that, what happens? Then there's the consumption slash burning of the remaining sacrifice, okay?
Burning first.
Yeah. Okay. That's not important. Now, we also know, that there are various zones in the temple where certain sacrifices are slaughtered. For instance, certain locations like Safon versus Darum, you'll see they'll come up at some point also. And that there's different categories of korban. Let's go over that also, okay? First, there's the two main categories. There's animal sacrifices and what's the other kind? Flour doesn't do justice to it because flour is an ingredient. I know. What's the word they use for it?
Bread.
No. What's the word for mincha? It's not a. It's a. And if you're a halacha, you say a poor man's offering. But no, like, what's the English term for that?
Is it pancake?
No. It's not. But it's not flour though.
Meal
it's
offering.
Like, meal. Meal. Yeah. Yeah. That's a meal. The meal offering.
But,
No. Meal offering. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's the mincha. All right. So again. So there's an animal sacrifice. When I say korban in general, when I say korban, I mean animal, okay? But technically speaking, the mincha is also a korban. But in general, for us, we're going to use the term korban to mean animal. Now, mincha, right? A mincha, for what you need to know for here, also happens to have four steps as well, okay? What are the four steps of the mincha?
Well, there's nesiyas shaven.
Okay.
The first mita.
No, you're too far ahead.
Oh, that's way
after. Oh,
we're up. Belila.
Putting on the oil.
All right. But the guy brings the flour, right, let's say, and then the oil's ready to go.
Well, you need to put a little oil first, right?
Yeah, a little bit on top. But then there's the belila, right, the mixing of it. Then what do you have to do with this whole substance? Bring it to the mizbeach, right? And then there's not real, like, there's no zrika, there's no sprinkling of any mincha, right? Well, yeah, I forgot the kmitza, I'm sorry. There's kmitza, and then there's the hagasha. It's called hagasha, which is like bringing it to the corner of the mizbeach. But you'll see mincha and korban, mincha and animal are very, very parallel. It's not considered halacha, though. It's not called halacha. There's four equivalent steps. Don't worry. It's not important. Just remember, mincha and korban have very parallel type of experiences. Okay? Okay. What else we need to know? We need to know about malicha. Okay. Then in terms of within animal sacrifices, there are kachik kalim and kachik kachim. What's the difference between the two? Kachik, literally, kachik kalim sounds like what? Kal. Like what? Lights. Meaning not quite as like a... What? Okay, I'll it's okay. If Vader says it, I feel comfortable saying it. Not as holy. Okay?
Majorly holy and minorly holy.
Right. That's fine. Like major holy sacrifices and minor holy sacrifices. Those are the two categories. Okay? And that's also going to be something that comes up.
Wait, is holy sacrifice itself its own category? Or is that just
it's called kachik kachim. So those are like, we'll call them like, there's two tiers of korbanos. There's tier one and tier two. And tier two are more serious, so to speak, severe types of korbanos.
Oh, they're two categories.
They're not even talking about
Yeah. Okay? All right.
Not yet.
Who's reading? Oh, you can't read, Mo?
What was slaughter. He's Hachem at the head of the mizbeach. Okay.
Right, so you're meaning you're doing it on the mizbeach, yes. On the Adam mizbeach, right? So now the question is, if you do it there, right, what is that considered? So Rav Yossi Omer. Okay, so as if you shecht it in the north, right. Okay? Remember, you're on the mizbeach, the mizbeach will call it like Switzerland. right? I mean, we don't really know what it's well, I shouldn't say that, but whatever, it works. It's like, it doesn't have location north-south, so where are you if you shechted there? So it's like you were shechted in Safon, and Riosi Rav Yudah Omer. Great, okay. So let's
take me to last one, sprinkling water on the top and bottom.
Yeah. This is an important thing. So now, as the Gemara likes to do, so the Gemara will do, every so often the Gemara will start a sugya that again, it's, if we did the Gemara before, you'll see why it segues into this, right? If you want to, just for factual reasons. But this is like a standalone sugya, okay? It's called Nifka Mizbeach. And it's a very simple idea. The question is, the Mizbeach is a kli, right? It is a vessel of the Mikdash, so to speak. Yeah. What happens on the Mizbeach? Animal sacrifices. Question is, what if there is a defect in it? Nifkam, defect, okay? For instance, Feinerman, you walk into the Mikdash and you take an axe and you chop off a big chunk of the Mizbeach. Now, what have you rendered the Mizbeach? It's not functional anymore. Okay. There's some wild cases in this, but anyway. So, Amarav.
Amarav. Mizbeach shen nifkam, ko kachim shen ishkadu sham, suon. So Rav says that when you have a mizbeach, when the altar is like broken, it's possible. Then whenever you slaughter kachim there, meaning in the azara, then it's possible.
Right, because ostensibly, Rashi.
Just says.
Right. So what's the rationale behind that? Ostensibly, because what you would say is that, well, if I go ahead and have animals that are shechted, but there's a non-functioning mizbeach, so what do we say about these animals? They're defective. They're nothing. Well, be careful, buddy.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you brought that. Right. That's going to be a big, big hakira always. Is what do you mean by that? But we'll say they're pasul, meaning there's... We'll get to that. Hold on. You know, it's right around the corner. Okay. So, again, the logic here is fairly simple. If I go ahead and if I have a non-functioning mizbeach, okay, and I go ahead and slaughter an animal, right, and my intention is slaughtering the animals to use it as a korban, obviously... And there's no mizbeach for it to work on. So what do I say about the status of this animal that I shechted? It's possible. Exactly, it's disqualified.
It also retroactively. This is disqualified.
Well, it's not really retroactive.
No, but everything what do you mean? Before then. So if
we didn't get to that yet. Okay. Hold on. For now, all I'm saying is that I had the mizbeach, right? The case is simple, okay? Weiss, you're standing there. You got your knife in your hand. You're about to shecht it. Fireman comes screaming in, takes an axe, chops off the mizbeach, okay? The mizbeach is defective. And right after that, what do? You shuck the animal. Well, it's puzzle. And the logic makes sense because I can't do anything with this korban now. Okay? And now I don't care. Don't ask me what should you do with it at this point. That's a separate sugya about what you do with animals that are designated for korban that are not puzzle. There's all sorts of solutions. There's pigeon. There's like redeeming it for money. There's letting it die. Whatever. I don't care. Here, what do you do? It's puzzle. Everyone understand that? Okay. You look like you're about to raise your hand.
No, it is.
Oh, or. So Umikra. Okay, turns out so we had some sort of what?
We had a pasuk, but we forgot it.
Okay. So it happens when you don't have like the recording systems we have today. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's understand. Kisalik Rav Kahana.
Kisalik Rav Kahana, Ashkayla Rishimon Barabi, the Kamal Shim Rishma Bariosi. So where do you know this halacha that when the mizbeach is plugged on the all kachim that are shechted are pasul? Shneamar v'zavachta alav es olo sefa v'shalam echa.
Okay, so literally that means you will zoveach on it, right? We'll keep that zoveach on it. All your korbanos. So what do we see?
Ki alav ata zoveach.
Now it's learning zoveach as what? As shechting, okay? So when the Torah says v'zavachta, which we're going to say means slaughtering, so you slaughter on it, meaning the mizbeach, your korbanos, but that's not true. We know the halacha is you don't slaughter an animal for sacrifice on the altar. You sacrifice, you slaughter it somewhere else in the mikdash, right? So that can't be what it means. Ella,
kishu showing. Hello, kishu chaser.
Okay, so because what does Olav here mean? Okay,
Zavach doesn't mean shachat though.
Right? No. I know. That's what the Gemara is saying though. Means kishehu shalem when the mizbeach is what shalem means complete, perfect, complete. V'lo kishehu chaser. Not one second, and not when it's missing something. Okay, right. So what? So Olav, right? Meanings what? Meaning how do you learn Olav now?
On it, at when it's a mizbeach, when it's a complete mizbeach.
Yeah, but one second. But no, but the Gemara said before you can't learn Shechita on it because you don't do Shechita on the Mizbeach. Right. So now read the Pasuk now. I'm not changing the Torah. Yeah, we're going to read Rashi in a second, but I'm not changing the Torah's words. I'm saying read it as Vishachatata Alav. Now, how does... What?
Begino Vishvila.
Yeah, I know. I know what he says. So what, is it, what does Begino Vishvila mean? Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi to Shalim. The high Alav, this word when it says Alav, Begino Vishvila.
Right.
It means like on account of or because of.
Right. Because of a Mizbeach, that's Shalim. Okay, so in other words, Shechita works when the Mizbeach is complete. Okay, so the Gemara swings back around and says, so Amar,
Hainu Kra, the Ishtami Ore Rav.
All right, so this is the Pasuk. Okay, now before we get into the Machlokas, this is up to you guys, okay? Sometimes in Gemara you'll see there's like two tracks, right? There's, I'd say, for what we're going to be interested in, which is going to be the Machlokas, right? But then it is interesting, again, as a separate point, what happened here? Like, in other words, the fact that the Gemara is citing this... Masoretic problem, so to speak. That itself could have a svara, but that's up to you guys if you want to try and tackle that. Because why is the Gemara taking? Why did the Gemara just take cut to the chase and tell us this is the pasuk? Why do I have to tell us that? What?
I forgot.
No, say I know, but why is the Gemara have to record that for us? Like, why? It's very funny. It's very funny for a book that's telling us, like, again, like what we have to know for halacha. By the way, he had something, but he forgot the pasuk. Oh, this is where the pasuk's from.
I'm just being honest
with you. So fast, okay. Yeah. So everyone, I want to make sure every step here is clear. By the way, if we can add, what's echadzev echadzev mean?
Rashi, bein shenishkotu b'shas tigimaso, bein shenishkotu achar tikuno. So whether you shef the animal when the mizbeach is agum, or you shef it after it was fixed, it's pasul. So either way, all of those kachim, those korbanos that were designated or kodesh at that time when the mizbeach was pasul, then they're pasul.
Okay, which, don't explain that yet. Okay, let's first, before you explain what that is, let's clarify what Rashi's saying. Okay, again, nice and easy. Another term I forgot to mention: hektish. Okay. The first step in any sacrifice, the first step involved is exactly. So Graver's at home. He's got this beautiful animal. He's so excited to make a korban adava. What does he do? He says that animal is now designated for the temple. That's called hektish. Okay, it is now. It has a designation now of being for korban. That is its identity. Is that clear? I have not shechted it yet, but I have now created an identity. It is now belonging to the temple or designated for temple usage. That being the case, so now it's a weird way the Gemara puts it, but like the way Rashi puts it, it's like he's taking you like on a journey to get to the main point, but it's like this. There's what you would have thought, I'm giving you the Havamina here, so to speak. All right, it's a machlokas, but I'm saying it's a Havamina. What I would have thought is, okay, well, one second. So it's one thing to say if I shecht an animal and I can't bring it on the Mizbeach because it's broken, that I can, I'm okay with that. That's cool. All right, but one second. Let's say Graber went ahead and consecrated an animal for the Mikdash. Okay? Again, he didn't shecht it. He just said, this animal is now for the temple. He's going to bring it as a korban. But it happens to be the Mizbeach isn't working. Okay? Because Feinerman went in and chopped the piece off. But luckily, Levin raced in right after Feinerman, and what did he do? He repaired it. Okay? So again, understand the case. Graber consecrated the animal for the temple. Okay? At the time that he did that, Feinerman had already, let's say, what do you call it? Broken the Mizbeach. Okay, so Feinerman breaks it, Graber consecrates, right? But good news is, Levin immediately fixes it. So you would think, okay, well, he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't done an action to the animal. He just consecrated it. So what you would have thought is, okay, so meaning Rav's position, what you would have thought is, okay, so it's only when I shecht it if it's broken that it's a problem. But now that the Mizbeach is fixed, if I shecht it at this point, I'm good to go. So Rav Yochanan says, no. The fact that that animal at that time was consecrated for the temple, right? At the time that the Mizbeach was broken, means that that animal also is pasul. Does everyone understand that? So it's Rav plus. The Gemara tells us, but my kamiflagi. The Gemara tells us, but my pliyu. What are they arguing about? Meaning we can't just define this yet. What's the basis for each position? So the Gemara is very generous. So Rav Savar. This is a little complicated, okay?
Rav Savar Bal Yachayim Ein Anitchem. The Rav Savar Bal Yachayim Mitchem.
What does that mean?
Rav holds.
Well, first explain the word dichui. What's dichui mean?
It's
Literally, d'ichui usually means pushed off. So, for instance, let's say I have chiyuv of korban pesach and Shabbos, right? Korban pesach on Shabbos. What do I do? Well, there's something called d'ichui docha, meaning it can't coexist. One has to push off the other. So docha, one pushes off the other. So what does d'ichui here mean? What does it mean over here? So go ahead.
So it means, it means that like they're pushed off from the zeach, meaning they're removed from being.
Excellent. So according to Rav says what?
Rav says that by chayim animals are not pushed off. So therefore, once the zeach is touched, then you can bring them. Rabbi Yochanan holds that they are pushed off and they're permanently removed from the zeach.
Right.
How does that seems to be saying in Machlokas.
Yeah. It been my pligi. Well, hey, you got your work cut out. Honestly, it's easy. You got your work cut out for you.
It doesn't seem to be making an explanation. It seems to be a complete repeat in Machlokas.
Does it really?
Okay. Yeah, it sounds to me too.
Okay.
Just actually, what's happening?
Okay. All right. Let's make sure. Does everyone understand this point about dichui?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Yes. Mr. Confident, repeat it so Fine can understand.
Confident.
Yeah.
You think he doesn't understand?
I understand.
I just think it's.
Just explain the facts, though.
Okay, so the Gemara asks, what are they arguing on? That one of them says that.
In words, I'm not saying it's a true Havamina. I'm just saying it'd be worthwhile exploring for a second. Well, 1 second. Okay, you know what? I understand why you put it the way you did. I get it. There's Graeber saying, "Hey, man, the only thing that should really count as being a problem is any action that I'm actually doing on the Mizbeach, right?" So if the Mizbeach is broken and I do Zrika on a broken Mizbeach, I can understand why that'd be puzzle. But everything else, right? So let's give the case. Or the case would be like this. By the way, it's interesting no one asked about Kabbalah and Halacha, right? But let's put it to the
same thing. Either it's...
Maybe?
Or whatever, yeah.
Okay. But let's assume for now it is the same thing. So I'll give you the case. The case would be like this. Graeber shechs his korban. I come along, I do the Kabbalah and the Halacha, right? As when I get right up to the Mizbeach, Feinerman being Flash... comes right in, breaks the Mizbeach, and Levin, being just as fast, fixes it, right? So that would say, okay, listen, so there's a moment in time when this Mizbeach wasn't functional, but guess what? It got fixed. So why can't I go ahead and just continue on?
Or you could say even further.
Curiosity, okay? One more little point, before we worry about Dichoy, one more little point. So then how would you classify, in other words, in the Havamina, so to speak, I'm just trying to help you guys out, how would you classify what's taking, in the Havamina, how would you classify what's taking place in the Mizbeach? There's like a similar type of phenomenon that exists by Korbanos, so to speak. Well, that's too fancy. Something simpler.
What are the clay of Oda?
It's like a mum shavar. It's like a mum shavar. We have mum in my korbanos that are temporary. In other words, it was a mum now and it's going to go away. So why can't we say the same thing by the Mizbeach? Why not say by the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is broken? Okay, so don't do Zrika on the Mizbeach. But everything, why are we going to pass all these other korbanos that were shechted? There's my second thing. Before you can tackle Rav Yochanan, right, let's first understand why is this even an issue? Why not say, listen, I shechted the korban. But so the Mizbeach's out of operation right now. So what? It's going to be fixed. It's going to be repaired any second now. So once it's repaired, hey, so we'll continue with the korban. That I think is legitimate. What is dichui? Dichui functions like this. I have a korban. This korban is roi for a krava. This korban has written on it. It is perfect to be sacrificed. It is a perfect sacrifice. It's a beautiful animal. Nothing. There's nothing. No reason why it can't be sacrificed. The mikdash is operating normally, for starters, okay? Kohanim are working, and we're good to go, okay? But then something comes up. Something comes up, right, to say that this korban is no longer roi. At first, it was appropriate to bring the korban, and now it's not, okay?
What type of stuff are we talking about?
Don't worry. Don't worry. Something came up, right, to prevent this korban from continuing. It was good, and now it's not, okay? So the principle of dichui teaches us, right, that even if the reason why that this korban was no longer appropriate to be brought disappears, which again, you would have thought what should happen at that point, it reverts back to being whatever it was before. No. Once it's nidche l'shah, this is the key point, nidche l'olam. That's the idea. Nidche l'shah. Once the korban loses its status of being good for any moment of time, that is permanent. There's no switchies in Gemaras. Once it has A, it starts with status A, it turns into B, B being bad, okay? Once it's B, it can't go back to being A again. Even if that which caused it to become B disappears, is no longer relevant. So now, 1 second, now they apply that now to the Mizbeach. So what happens by the Mizbeach? So if I shecht the animal, and the Mizbeach, let's say, now we can learn it my way, but I shecht the animal, and the Mizbeach is pogum. Now what do? I go in and fix the Mizbeach. So what I would think is that which is causing the psul in the korban has disappeared. The reason why the korban was psul is because the Mizbeach is broken. But I remove that reason. It's gone. Right? So what do I care if it's nidcha it was nidcha for a shah, so why should it be gone permanently? No. The halacha is, it's a machlokas by Yuma, but I mean, the halacha is that, no, once it has one moment in time where it is no longer good to go, that's it. Even if I fix the reason for why it was no longer good to go. Everyone agrees, so one more point, and then I'll help clarify, and then you have what to think about. Everyone agrees with what? Everyone agrees that when the animal is shechted, everyone agrees by permanent dichlin. No one argues with that. Everyone agrees that the animal has been shechted, right? If it was status A, and then it changes to B, once B exists in the korban, after it's shechted, it can never go back to A again. It's over. But it's a machlokes, I don't think it's fake, but it's a machlokes about whether this applies to animals that are alive, right? Meaning, if it's hektished, right? Question is, if it's hektish, we'll call it like temporarily, meaning it's hektish, but this external reason comes along, and let's say, what do you call it? Does it, I can't, or let's say the Mizbeach is pogum, and I machdish the animal, right? So can I proceed with my korban? Well, I certainly don't want to do what? I don't want to shecht it. That'd be a big problem, right? So what do I do now? Like, what? Okay, according to who?
Well, I don't know, one of them.
Okay.